This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're seeing as this virus progresses, and we'll keep on seeing as the curve makes its way through this economy, some of the cracks in the foundation. We've been talking about that a little bit the past couple of weeks. Today, transportation, specifically big rig truck drivers. We needed tens of thousands of drivers even before the virus hit. Now the industry is worried the shortage is going to get even worse in the age of coronavirus. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Dylan Francis in Kansas City is ready to get out on the road. He has a job as a commercial truck driver waiting for him once he gets his commercial driver's license. But the Missouri DMV is closed indefinitely.
I want to be out there doing something. You know, this was supposed to be a means of not just resource for my family, but, you know, providing resources to the country.
DMVs are shut down in 27 states, and that's not the only holdup for the trucking industry. Commercial driver training schools are also shut down. Don LaFave, CEO of the Commercial Vehicle Training Association, says he's worried. When recovery efforts start, commercial truck drivers will be needed more than ever. And there's a big backup when it comes to training new drivers.
You don't flick a light switch and produce a driver overnight. We're talking upwards of 3 months to get that driver trained.
And that's just for a basic commercial license. Some drivers require additional training. Andrew Novakovich teaches agricultural economics at Cornell University.
In some aspects of general freight, one driver can go in and out of a truck, and you can, if you've got a CDL and it's the right class, you're in business. But in certain parts of the food industry, it's not so straightforward.
The Commercial Vehicle Training Association, along with several major trucking associations, have sent a letter to governors asking them to declare driving schools and DMVs essential services and reopen them. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.